Between Worlds by A.M. Hart. Prologue Story Notes. I had meant to record something before posting the chapter, but I forgot. So here I am now, doing it, because we all know I'm very good at being late at things. So, I can't believe I'm writing a sequel to a novel where a year and a half ago I had only started writing the first one. Seems incredible to think that I'm on book two already, and that I could actually see myself finishing it when, you know, in the last 10 years or so I might have started 5 novels and never finished any of them. For Between Worlds, I have about 12 chapters outlined so far, but it is very much going to be a by-the-seat-of-my-pants job, and you'll find out why next week. So about the actual prologue, I always write prologues, and I think I always write them from a point of view that I don't revisit again later in the story. I don't really know why I do that. I guess, and more often than not, I end up deleting the prologue in the final draft, but maybe they just help me immerse myself in the story. This prologue in particular introduces you to the Guild, which will be the main setting for Between Worlds, and it introduces you to the leader of the Guild in particular, Awena, who can see the future. And actually, the first draft of the prologue contained 2 of her visions, which I then deleted because I realized it was a really boring prologue. And the reason I deleted them, and then I was trying to think of what I could start with instead, and I decided to start with the same topic that book one starts with, which is the affected parade. And then I realized I needed her to talk to someone, and the character Lorne was created. I actually got his name from a lawyer's website I'd be looking at during work earlier on Monday. And this is where reader intervention occurred, because I could never do anything without you readers. So full credit goes to Jan Oda for inventing Lorne's power, which you haven't seen in full effect yet, but it's going to make things quite interesting, and you'll probably see it in Chapter 1, which is coming out next week. And I guess I just really love the unpredictable elements that readers suggest, because it helps shape the story into something better than I could ever have made alone. Right, so there you go, a little behind-the-scenes chat about the prologue. I'm not sure whether I'll continue doing story notes for every chapter, but if anything, it's a bit of fun, and it's a lot easier to make than my video blogs, because I don't have to worry about what I look like. We'll see how things go, I guess. This is A.M. Hart, over and out.